Good morning, everyone. Hope you can hear me well. Welcome to episode 10 of the Digital Commando Show. Nisa the Academy. Welcome to the Digital Commando Show. Today, what have we got for you? It is Thursday, thanks, and we're going to be talking about a few different subjects. So firstly, we're going to look at how to practice gratitude. We're going to talk about the best ways to give testimonials and reviews, and then how to pay it forward as an individual or as a business. So my guest today is Duncan Price from Mind Affinity. I'm going to bring him into the room now. Here we go.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm very well, thanks. How are you doing?
Fantastic. Thank you very much for joining me. Guys, Duncan has saved my bacon. Naturally, when we do these live shows, sometimes we do get cancellations, and Duncan has jumped in at the very last minute. He is an absolutely fantastic speaker. You will all get to hear his voice today. His voice is incredible. I love it. So we've got loads to gain from today. So Duncan, introduce yourself to people that may not know who you are.
Okay, hi, I'm Duncan from Mind Affinity, and as Evan alluded to, I love the sound of my own voice, which is rather handy because it's a very important tool in my line of work as a hypnotherapist and as a coach. What I do is I get to spend my time not helping people, but empowering them to help themselves to overcome whatever barriers are in their way. I specialize primarily, more than anything else, in anxiety, but the human mind is amazing, right? And we all have this awesome power to use that. And we engage with our mind so well to find new and exciting and inspiring ways to trip ourselves up, hold ourselves back, and just generally get in our own way, right? What I do is I help people to use that same power. And instead of fighting against themselves, which, you know, in the case of anxiety and imposter syndrome and various other things, we're all really good at fighting against ourselves and feeling like that's something that we need to try and get rid of. But actually, we can use that power and instead move ourselves forward off the back of that energy. So that's what I help people do.
Awesome. Thank you very much for joining me, Duncan. And guys, for everybody watching today, Duncan's given up his time, like all of our other guests we've had this week and this month so far. So all we ask is if you feel that anybody that you know could benefit from watching the show today or watching it on replay, then please tag them in the comments or share this video with them. That would be hugely appreciated. So Duncan, let's go on to our first topic of the day, which is talking about how to give gratitude. Now, I suppose in a time like this, it's so good, even not only just as an individual, but as businesses, to kind of take the time to give gratitude. Now, I know that we've pushed out to lots of our friends and clients and people that watch the show to really think about the people that they've worked with maybe over the past year and take the time to just jump on and show their gratitude in some way, shape, or form, whether that's sending them a letter, a postcard, an email, doing a video for them, and things like that. How do you practice gratitude yourself?
So, and though I was aware of the topics, I've had zero time to prepare for this.
This is true. This is true.
This is fine. I quite like working off the cuff like that. So for me, it's about recognizing throughout your day, the things that are there to be grateful for. That's what I think of when people first talk about gratitude. Now, there was a study done, and like I say, not had time to prepare, so I've not had a chance to look up who the study was done by. I'm fairly certain it was Harvard-based. But it's been peer-reviewed and widely accepted to be true, which is that if people go through their day, and at the end of their day, write down or discuss with their family or post on social media or whatever it might be, three things that they're grateful for from that day. Firstly, it makes us feel good, right? When we're grateful for things, when we take the time to recognize stuff in our daily lives that we appreciate, that makes us feel good. And that's a really good thing, especially right now. Like you say, there's plenty of negativity around, but there's also plenty to be thankful for and grateful of. And in this world of social media, and of course, social media is even more prevalent right now when people aren't out meeting in person, it's very easy to do more of that comparison stuff, looking sideways at other people. Whereas if you spend the time being grateful for what you've got, that makes you feel a lot more positive. So this study basically shows that if you list three things that you're grateful for at the end of each day from that day, what happens is effectively you're reprogramming your mind because you're making it a priority. And if you're doing that every day, it raises your happiness levels. That's basically what the study said. From my perception, the bit I love about it is what happens is as you continue to do that, you get to a point where throughout your day, you'll notice things and you'll go, oh, I can put that on my list tonight.
Yeah.
And that's where the real magic happens. That's the bit that matters. And for me, like, I don't actually do three gratitudes at night or anything like this. What I do instead is practice recognizing things as they come up throughout the day. But if you're not in the habit of doing that, a great way of doing so is to create a point in time where you're listing or discussing things that you're grateful for in your day, forcing you to remember those things. And then your mind wants to make those shortcuts and wants to make it easier for you, so you start noticing things more throughout your day that you can actually really appreciate. That's where I would probably focus.
I really like that. And I like you mentioned habits. I think if people can do that, I think it's sometimes quite difficult for some people to do it in the way that you do. And it's amazing the way that you do it, where you can be grateful for things in the moment. And I think some people kind of feel that maybe they can't do that or they forget sometimes. It's a great skill to have, but you mentioned habits, and I really like that, because for some people, that if you really want to get into creating this or doing your gratitude each day, I know that I do it in the morning and in the evening. I do it twice a day, and I'll always say things that I'm grateful for. Normally in the morning, it'll be more things around, I suppose, my business, the things I'm grateful for in regards to business. And at night, I'll do things that are more on a personal level regarding maybe family and friends and things like that. So I kind of separate my two.
I like that. And I particularly like that it's business focus in the morning and personal focus at the end of the day, because it means you start your day with that focus of, right, what am I going to do to move my business forward, right? Your focus is on that, which means that then to the end of the day, you can really appreciate yourself and the personal stuff more, having known that you've started the day with that clarity and that focus on what you want to do with your business. I like that.
Yeah, I mix it in with, for anybody that does like mantras in the morning as well. So I'll do my gratitude first thing. That's kind of the first thing I do when I wake up. I'll go and kind of have a shower, brush my teeth. And when I'm getting ready and kind of trying to sort this horrible beard out, and I won't even show anybody the hair. Duncan's seen it. It is really bad. It's awful.
I won't mention the top knot.
Well, you have now. It'll be a surprise for everyone. By the time this show is like kind of got to 120 guests at the end of May, I will that day show everyone my hair. And it's,
let us know in the comments before you see it. What are your thoughts on top knots?
Yeah, what are your thoughts on top? Oh god, this could be dangerous.
Which is worse, a top?
I've gone so off pace, I can't remember what I was talking about. But yeah, so for me, when I put it into my routine, so in the morning I'll do my gratitude, and then I've got I took it actually off a coach that I do quite a bit of work with, which is Kevin Riley. Duncan knows, really, really nice guy, and he actually said to me about putting things in on post-it notes. So when you go and make a coffee in the morning, now you can do this with your gratitudes in case you forget. It's easier if you live on your own, actually, because if you've got a family, they take them down.
I did this to a friend of mine, actually, completely uninvited and unwelcomed. My friend was out, I won't go into the backstory. My friend was out, but I was at her house anyway. That's all you need to know. I got a load of post-it notes, and I just plastered them all around her kitchen, but inside the cupboard doors and places, some of them places where she wouldn't look very often, like inside the boiler cupboard. There's one stuck on the boiler.
Yeah.
He just said nice things about her, but nice things about her that I know she'll genuinely appreciate. Going through a bit of a rough time at the patch at the time. And they're still there. That was like a year ago, possibly more. But she's still got those same post-it notes up in the same places in her house, because
really cool.
Every time she opens the cup to get a glass, and she sees it on the back of the door, and it boosts her mood. So, yeah, slightly different to what you were saying, but actually being grateful for yourself and appreciating what's good about you, I think that's worth considering when you're talking about gratitude as well, actually appreciating yourself and the stuff that you do.
Absolutely. And I think this is one of the things that almost similar to that, the other things that I put on the post-it notes. So I did my gratitudes in front of, it's funny because Jay's just said about write them on the mirror. Glass markers are ace. Lipstick is even better. But yeah, write them on the mirror. So you see them in the morning straight away, get into, go to brush your teeth, and you've got your gratitude there. And you can, I say them out loud. Now, for anybody that doesn't say them out loud, I think it's a great thing to do. It's a weird and uncomfortable if you've never done it before, especially if you live with people. They're like, are you talking to yourself again? But for me, that really works. And then on my post-it notes, I'll put things about me, so like my mantras about why I do things. So when I said I've got like the business focus in the morning, my mantras would be, I remind myself that I work ethically because it's something I'm really proud of. I'm driven. I remind myself that I'm driven, even though I don't really need to remind myself, but I remind myself that I'm driven. I'll talk about my goals for the day. I'll talk about my goals for the upcoming year. And I'll talk about my long-term goals of what I want to achieve in 5-10 years. So I kind of remind myself of that every morning because it gives me that kind of boost before I kind of get started. So Jane said about that. Katie said that she does that for her kids. That's incredible. That's a really, really good idea.
And in fact, sitting down at the end of the day as a family, like particularly if you've got that good traditional routine structure where you sit down for dinner together or whatever, but taking a moment where you discuss what you're grateful for through the day with your family, it's a great way of building that habit and also holding yourself accountable, because as a parent, it's really easy to forget about you because you're so focused on everyone else. But if you're doing it for them, you end up doing it for yourself as well, and you kind of give yourself that positive accountability.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it is really key, and obviously trying to do it for a whole household can be quite hard. Now, there's a great app, actually, and I am going to drop them in because they're a client, but they're so good. They kind of compete with, I suppose, people like Headspace and who's the other one, Calm, and people like that. There's one called Happitude. They're local to us. They're based out of Leamington Spa. Really, really cool app. I would suggest people doing it, especially if you've got a family, because this allows you to do gratitude around the family, and you get, for children especially, so for anybody that's got children, you get to log emotion, but in a very, very simple way for children to understand. So you log your weather. So based on how am I feeling today, am I feeling cloudy? Am I feeling stormy? Am I feeling rainy? Like, if they get the family to do it every single day, and they'll say how they feel, and it's all linked in together. So as a parent, you can actually get a bit of an understanding as to how your children are feeling and things like that. And then you can obviously make decisions and act upon that if you wish to. So I think that's a fantastic app for people, and you can log your gratitude. So if you're connected with friends, you can say, again, you can log your weather, and you can send gratitude to people by saying, look, I'm really thankful for you as a friend. And it try and recommend you to do 3 gratitudes a day by sending messages to people, and you get points if you do it. So it's points mean prizes. So I would really recommend people doing that. Okay, so our second subject for the day was the best way to give testimonials and reviews. Now, this is a great one for businesses. So like I said at the very beginning about kind of thinking about who you've been working with over the last year or so, and this can be an individual, it can be a business, to try and give them a testimonial or a review. Duncan, is this something you've done lately?
It's something I like to do regularly. I'm maybe not as good at it as I'd like to be. My process when I work with someone, particularly because I do a lot of networking as well, obviously you're seeing and speaking to other people that are looking for similar services. One thing I do pretty well is just shout about it. So for example, I've been working with, I've got an amazing graphic designer I've been working with recently.
Simon.
In fact, you're working with him as well now, aren't you? Is that right?
Yeah, Simon.
Yeah,
that's fantastic, yeah. We can comment on it. We'll put him in the links. What's his full name again?
Simon Clements.
Yeah, if anybody needs a good graphic designer or branding guy, he's awesome.
He is absolutely awesome. So one thing that I'm really good at is just telling the whole world whenever it comes up like this, or when someone else is asking for designers. But I generally make it part of my process that once I've finished working with someone, once I've, you know, the final payment's gone through, or I've received the goods or whatever it is, I like to leave a review at that point. People, if you run a business, ask for those reviews. send that follow-up email afterwards that says, thanks very much. I hope everything was all right with the products. If there's any problems, please let me know. If you're happy, I'd love to have an honest review and give us the links. Make it easy for people to leave those testimonials and reviews. But I think it also extends outside of businesses as well. Sorry, looking off screen, I've just tagged him. I think it extends on a personal level as well, actually. So it ties in with what we were saying about the gratitude, but testimonials and reviews, actually, we all love to hear nice things about ourselves, right? And very easy, especially the people that you see most and spend most of your time with, your closest friends and your closest family, how often do you actually stop and take the time to tell them that you appreciate them and what you appreciate about them? Like, don't get me wrong, you'll say thank you when they hand you a cup of tea, but that's not the same as actually taking the moment to go, do you know, actually, this week, I really appreciate you and what you've done. Like, I live with my ex, won't go into that, but we're friends, we get on well. And actually, as much as there's challenges that come with that, there'd be challenges whoever I was stuck with right now through not being able to get out of the house. And actually, having someone here as company is a nice thing in itself, and being able to share the washing up, for example, is obviously a bonus. So yeah, taking the time to actually review, not in a formal document, of course, reviews to the people that you spend your most time with, and actually show them that you appreciate them.
I really like that. I think that's something that can be so powerful for families. I know for me, I live on my own, so the only communication I have with anybody is via phone and these, really. So the only people I speak to every day is you guys. So, that sounds sad, doesn't it? But it's great. So obviously to go on and say to my sisters or anything like that, look, maybe if they gave me a call and just said, how are you doing? It's always nice. Just to say, you know what, you gave me a call earlier on. It was great to catch up with you. I really appreciate it. Just something as simple as that is a review, a testimonial of sorts. I completely get that. I think from a business point of view, guys, definitely do this. There's lots of businesses, especially in the small business sector, that are really struggling at the minute. For business owners and entrepreneurs, there's some really, really high stress levels and high levels of anxiety. And by giving them that, you can write a testimonial review, obviously the traditional way, even if it's a case of going onto their LinkedIn profile and leaving them a testimonial, I can't remember what it's called on LinkedIn, I should, but like a testimonial there.
An endorsement on LinkedIn?
Endorsements, that's it, yeah. Is endorsements the other one with the little clicky buttons? I can't remember. skip that bit. I will cut this out. Oh, we can't, it's live. So guys, go on and do it. Now, the most powerful one for me, especially in business, is a video testimonial. It only takes 2 minutes. You literally pick up your phone, jump on there, and you go, hey, I worked with so-and-so, I worked with Simon this year, and he's done some fantastic graphic design work for me. I really appreciate it, and I would... What did you say?
Just reminded me that I've got to record a video testimonial for Simon.
There you go. I think video is so powerful now, and especially when we look at, obviously we build websites, and we say to clients that if you can get your testimonials or reviews from clients on video, they're so much more powerful now, because everyone's kind of got to the point now where we don't really read the testimonials on websites, because you can just write them, lots of them are fake. Google reviews are all fake, aren't they? Although Google are working very hard. Google, we love you. Like, we work a lot with you, so please don't hurt me. But yeah, a lot of the Google reviews are fake. So we stop trusting them a lot, TripAdvisor reviews, all that sort of stuff. So video reviews, there's so much more trust there, isn't there? People know that you can't fake that. So if you can get video reviews or give video reviews, then I would implore everybody today. I hate that word implore. I don't know why I just used it. But I would ask everyone today to, if you take one thing away from this video, at least just jump online today, find someone you've worked with and send them a review, or say to someone in your family, thank you for something you're really grateful that they've done for you.
Don't be afraid to ask for them as well.
Such a good point.
if someone's worked with you, the chances are they're happy with what you've done. It's very easy. Like when I first started out doing hypnotherapy, and initially I was focused primarily on habits and addictions. Chocolate was a big one. I got a lot of clients about. And so I would see a client a few times and then not see them again and think, oh, maybe they weren't very happy. Maybe I did something wrong. And to begin with, I kind of didn't follow up because I didn't want to hear if they weren't happy. So I didn't ask. And that was obviously not the best approach. But a few months down the line, I started to get people coming in saying, oh, yeah, you helped my friend so much. And I want the same thing. So I was assuming that she wasn't coming back because she wasn't very happy. Actually, she wasn't coming back because she didn't need to see me anymore. And if I'd just sent her an email to say, hey, how you doing? Just want to follow up, see how things are going. Then I would have known that. Make asking for those reviews and testimonials part of your process, not a separate piece of work, just part of the process. So it becomes habit. So every single time you follow up that way.
Absolutely. And we've mentioned, we'll go slightly off piste ever so slightly, but when asking for reviews and things like that, it's very, very much the same. Now, business is difficult for lots of people at the minute. And if you are struggling a little bit and you do need a couple of extra clients just to kind of get you through, think about the people that you've worked with in the past and the ones that you've had really good relationships, delivered fantastic results, and you can go to them. Don't feel scared to ask for a review. Kind of use it as, like Duncan just said, as a kind of catch-up call and say, hey, just wanted to catch up with you, make sure things are going well, and have a chat with them. Obviously, by then, you're almost giving them a bit of level of support anyway. They can vent any of what's going on with them at the minute, but have a little catch-up call with them. Feel free to ask for reviews. If they've had a good experience with you, don't be afraid to do that, or ask for a testimonial. But also, and this is a really key one at the minute that people forget, and a lot of people are very scared to do, which is ask for referrals. So it's a great opportunity to get introduced to other businesses or individuals, just like the people that you've already worked with, and say, okay, so I worked with you a few months ago. Obviously, like Doug said, the problem was solved. Do you know anybody else currently that's in a similar situation to what you were that you feel could benefit from the services that obviously I've provided you? And people will appreciate that as well. They won't be insulted or offended, or don't be afraid of their reaction. What they will do is go, actually, do you know what? Yeah, I'm more than happy to help because they had a great experience with you. So guys, I would definitely say get out there and while you're doing it, ask for some referrals if you are struggling for business at the minute, because it will have a big impact.
If they're not happy to, they'll just ignore it.
Well, yeah.
Nothing bad's going to come from it.
No, what's the worst they can say? No.
But don't assume that if they haven't replied, it's because they've deleted it, because I'm sure there's plenty of people watching this that have done the same thing when they've gone, yes, I'll do that, and then not done it. So, yeah, just put yourself out there. Ask for it.
That's a big comment we just had come in from Katie. I'm just going to read it. I post all the time to say thank you to people, as I think it's important to let people know that they are appreciated. It's not something that should be taken for granted. I'd love to see more people doing this. Mine are mainly aimed at my brother at the minute, but it's all good to take into day-to-day life as well. Absolutely, Katie, and that's really good. I think, yeah, like we've said, focus on family, and if you can bring it into business as well, superb. What we have from Sarah: tips for writing / giving a good review. What do businesses want to know from their customers? That's a good one.
Yeah, definitely. So for me, I would say what I'm looking for as a business owner, if someone leaves me a review, first and foremost is honesty, right? I don't want you to just kiss my butt because you want to be nice, right? I want honesty. Obviously, if you're writing a review, I'm hoping it's because you're happy. If you're unhappy, you'd talk to me separately. But the other thing is tell your story. Talk about the journey, because for potential customers that are looking through my reviews to see if I'm any good or whatever, one of the things they're going to be looking for or going to be more interested by is a bit of a story. I was struggling with this. I came to Duncan not being sure what to expect, but I was blown away by how useful and helpful it was. Highly recommend it to someone else. Something along those lines. So talk a bit about before and after. Yeah. So I had this problem. I didn't even know there was a solution before I spoke to so-and-so or whatever your experience is, and then how great the end result was and how happy you are with it or how you feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely. I think same as a business owner, I completely agree with you. Honesty is key. If you have got a bad review, I would definitely get in touch with the people first before leaving one, because again, that works in a very, very opposite way. That can be very detrimental to people. Again, at this time, it's not, I wouldn't suggest doing it. It's not very nice. Get in touch with people, because even as a business, and the content that I put out, like if anybody doesn't like an element of this show, then I would love to get, honestly, I really, really, really want constructive feedback. Don't put it in the comments now, send it to me direct. But if anybody doesn't like anything, doesn't like something about the format, I'm sure they love my guests, but they might not like me. They might just ask for me to be replaced. But just, I would say any constructive feedback to make the product, the show, anything to do with anything that anybody sells, then give it, it's always good.
Good to say. Tell the world. If you've got something bad today to say, please tell me, because actually I can improve what I offer so much more when people are honest with me about what they're not happy with. And your good feedback, though it makes me feel good, doesn't help me. It does help my clients to understand, recognize that I'm the right person for them to talk to. So that good stuff, put it out there and tell them so that they know to find me and get in touch. The bad stuff, please tell me so I know how I can fix it and get it right next time.
100%. And it allows us as individuals to grow. I think I won't say negative because I don't think it's negative, but constructive feedback is always so good. Like I embrace it. I love it. I love for people to come to me and say, do you know what? I think you could do this slightly better. Like I learn so much from that compared to someone going, you're amazing, which is nice, but I like the other stuff as well.
But you know that, right?
But I know that I'm pretty awesome. What have we got coming there? So true. It's nice to know what you can work on and grow and improve. Totally. Absolutely, Courtney. Okay, we'll go on to our final point for the day, which, what is it, Duncan?
I don't know.
I've just lost my screen.
Hang on then. Just make some noise, entertain people, and I'll look it up.
Yeah, guys, if you've got any questions, let us know. Now would be a great time for a question.
It's how and why to pay it forward.
Oh, of course it is. Right, let's come back to the chat. How and why to pay it forward. Now, I love the pay it forward kind of mentality. I think this is it's just so nice. And I know it was a really... It was huge, wasn't it? Years ago, I watched a documentary on it, and I think I can't remember where it originated from, which is a shame. But it was just so cool that people that were going out there and they were actively encouraging paying it forward. Now, I think we can do this not only as individuals but as businesses as well. And you can take the time to go, do you know what? Something's happened good for me. Now I'm going to pay it forward to three other people. Now we try and do this within the company. So for everybody that every time we get a new client, we pay it forward to students and kind of people that are struggling with their current circumstances. So we work with quite a lot of kind of single mums that maybe can't afford to go and buy a course, but they would really like to learn something like digital marketing. So we will, for every time we take on a client, we'll pay for three people to go and do a course in digital marketing. Now it's not even our course, it's someone else's course, but we'll provide that so they can go through the modules, and we do coach them through and we're there to help them so that at the end, potentially they can use that qualification to maybe do some freelance work and still work from home and have that kind of flexibility. But that's kind of how we do a bit of pay it forward. Duncan, have you got any experience doing this?
So I don't have any kind of structured experience with this, but I'm a believer in just generally adopting that. See, when you do nice things, it makes you feel nice. So for that reason alone, it's worth doing. It's that whole, I don't remember the poem, but the smile is contagious, right?
Yes.
You see someone smile, it makes you smile, which makes someone else smile, and it continues onwards. And I see the pay it forward thing as being very much in line with that. Do nice things, and it will encourage more people to do more nice things. And, you know, worst case scenario, it doesn't. So you're not going to know that, and you're still going to feel good. So a friend of mine's really into book crossing. I don't know if you've heard of it. It's this thing where you get books. Once you've finished reading a book, you stick a sticker in it and you stash it somewhere. Somewhere visible, where someone else is then going to find that book so that they can read and enjoy the book and then pass it on to someone else. And you can log them online and track them and see how far around the world they go and things like this as well. So there's a whole community around it. But yeah, little things like that, I think, are really nice. I'm always a fan of making sure that if I've got some joy from something and I'm done with it, I want to then pass that on to someone else. If I feel I can help someone, I want to pass it on. I think where I've probably practiced this most, and I think works as a really nice metaphor to explain it on a bigger level as well, is with networking. So when you meet new businesses, the first thing I do, and you see it all the time, people who are new to networking who are there, and they think that it's all about making a sale. And hey, it can be, yeah, totally. But you've got to approach it in the right way. And you get people who straight away just want to, the main networking I do, you get like a 10-minute one-to-one slot with a few different people at the meeting. And so some people want to just use that as 10 minutes to pitch at you. And that's okay, but it's very unlikely to get the right results, especially if you're not asking the right questions to identify if I'm even your target market or not. But if you spend that time, the way I tend to approach it is I spend that time trying to give someone some real value, trying to help them think about things a little bit differently or asking them the right questions that get them to recognize a challenge that they've got to overcome or help them to overcome it. My aim for those 10 minutes generally is to give something of real value to that person.
Yeah, 100%.
I do that because that's what I want to do. The benefit of that, beyond just doing it because I want to help people and I feel good doing that, is that people remember you. It's a form of paying it forward. And then if they do need further help and support with something that's within my remit, they're absolutely going to come to me because they know that I've already been able to help them with something and give them some real value.
Yeah, we talked about this yesterday. Show people you can help them by actually helping them.
Yeah.
My favorite quote.
This is stolen from someone else, but I'm not sure exactly who. Don't tell me you're a comedian. Make me laugh.
Yeah, no, I like that. Yeah, that from Mark.
No, although I have heard him say something similar, but I heard him before I met him. But, my Facebook group is another example of this. My Facebook group, it kind of works as a lead generator. That's not what it was for. That's not what it's ever been for. I created it because there's so much negativity on social media in if you look in the wrong places. And I love helping people, and I wanted to create a positive, supportive community that brings people together and shares that positive support with each other.
And what's the name of your Facebook group in case anybody wants to join?
Facebook.com/groups/ empower yourself and others. I'll drop the link in the comments. That's all right as well. But yeah, I give so much away for free there that people would pay for, that I could charge for. But I do it because I know that there are people in that group that are going to really benefit from some of it.
Yeah.
I know that there are people in that group that can't afford the help and support that they really need, or just aren't at a place where they're ready to ask for it or accept it. And a whole range of different reasons. But yeah, that group there is there for me to just offer stuff to help people. I don't make any money off of that.
Positive, and I think that's kind of the way. And you mentioned doing the networking things. Now, Duncan doesn't like to shout about himself. People will have noticed this. He's the polar opposite to me. But yeah. Duncan does host a networking event. If anybody does want to network for the business, Duncan does host an event on, it's Fridays, right?
Yeah, Funky Friday.
I always call it Donkey Fridays, but it is Funky Fridays, isn't it?
You can call it Donkey Fridays.
So in there, there is a form of paying it forward in the sense of people go there, you meet people, then you will get three meetings one-to-one with people during those 10 minutes. And there's an opportunity to pay it forward there where, like that you said, that kind of foresight slot where somebody will come up and they will speak to the entire group for, is it 10, 20 minutes, something like that?
20 minutes.
So they'll come on, they'll talk about that, and there's a Q&A process. That's them paying it forward. They're using their skills, knowledge, and expertise to and their time to come and spend time with the group and give people free information, just their time. It's the same reason for this show, really. We try and do it here. This is the purpose of the show, for people to come. We bring on experts just like Duncan, who can come on and talk, share their experiences, share their knowledge, so that people can take that away. And hopefully the people that will learn that today and on the replay will then take something that they've learned today, and then they will share that with three more people, and then those three people will go, oh, that was a really good idea, and they'll pay it forward as well. So if people can do that, then we've kind of hit what we wanted to do today. We've got another post come in.
A high five from Katie.
High five from Katie, yeah. Am I in the wrong bit? I am in the wrong bit. Yeah, that was a high five from Katie, yeah. But yeah, all right, awesome. Well, I think we've kind of covered pay it forward. Duncan, for anybody that's tuned in today, just give them a little bit of a recap on, again, what you do, and if they are looking for your services, how they can get in touch with you.
Cool. Do you know what? I'm going to use this time instead to add some value based on what we were just discussing. So the me bit, I'm a hypnotherapist, mindset coach, and I can help people to empower themselves to achieve more. That's great. If you want to know more, find the Facebook group is the easiest way. I'll pop the link in the comments at the end. But I'm going to use this to give some value to you. So I'm going to teach you guys right now how you can have an ace life. Now, for some of you listening, I may not be telling you anything new, but I'm just phrasing it together in a way that might make it easier for you to understand and get behind. And for those of you who haven't heard any of these principles before, this is a really nice, succinct way of putting it all together in a very short period of time. So, how to ace your life. Sounds like a cheesy title, but the reason for that is it's broken down into A, C, and E. And it's the three, two, and one things that you can do to have a more ace life. So A is another acronym. It's broken down again into air, right? In order to live your life, you need air. And air, in this case, stands for the three things. In my opinion, I think in life, you are only responsible for three things, but you are responsible for all three of those things. One, your actions. Yeah, the stuff that you do, you are absolutely responsible for. I don't think anyone's going to argue with me on that point. If you do, please let me know, because it'd be fun. The I is your inactions. So you're just as responsible for the stuff you don't do. Yeah. So if you get that parking ticket through, that was your action, responsible for that. There's no point blaming the parking ticket company. If you then don't pay it soon enough, and so therefore it ends up costing you more, again, no point blaming them for that. It was your inaction to not deal with that problem and bury your head in the sand that led to it costing you more. The third, and this is the one that I think is most important, but also takes normally a bit longer to understand, accept, and really embrace. And that is, you are responsible for your reactions. So somebody else's actions or inactions may impact you, but you get to choose how you react and respond to that. Now, what I'm not saying here, just to be really clear, I'm not saying you can control your emotions. You can't. They are your emotions. They happen. And however you feel is exactly how you should feel. But you can then decide how you want to react and respond to that emotion. And that's the key thing. So that's the A, A, I, and R, actions, inactions, and reactions. The second part, C, is all about control. Learning to accept the things that you can't control, embrace the things that you can control, and focus on that. In my opinion, the things you can control, the A, I, and R that I mentioned a moment ago. So that's A, C, and finally E, and this is where I cheated slightly and jumped over to Latin because it didn't work very well in English because it was a really rubbish acronym that sounds like a furniture company. So E is for ego or self. See, ACS just doesn't work, but ACE sounds good. So E is all about ego. It's all about yourself, because once you get that those are the things that you're responsible for, and once you're good at then focusing on them and accepting all the other stuff, none of that matters at all if you don't do the last part, the most important part, which is look after yourself first. If you don't put yourself first, you can't look after anybody else. A lot of the people that I work with are givers, right? They're people who want to help other people, because I resonate with that, right? And that's great, but there's no point doing that if you're not looking after yourself. It's like some of the greatest thinkers of our time, the air stewardess. they teach you from the very start that the first thing you do if in the event, unlikely event of a plane crash or whatever, oxygen masks drop from above, put your mask on first before helping anyone else. Because if you can't breathe, you can't help anyone. Mm-hmm. It's exactly the same thing. You need to put yourself first. I hope that wasn't too long and waffly.
No, not at all. I think there was real value in that. I've got to say, and I'm sure everybody who's watched today will agree with me, that was absolutely ace. For one of the three. Duncan, thanks so much for joining me today. Guys, once again, I remind you that obviously it's great. Thank you very much, Duncan, for giving up his time to join us on the show today. So if you feel that you know somebody that could benefit from this, which I presume is everybody based on what Duncan said today, I would say tag them in the post or share it with them. That would be absolutely fantastic and we'd really, really appreciate it to kind of help that message and pay it forward. So guys, please do that for us. That would be amazing. For everybody who's watched this week, thank you so much. We're growing so fast. We're up to, I think, about 40,000 views in the last week and a bit. So incredible. We're really looking forward to some more guests this week. We have got some more guests on for you tonight at 8 p.m. It's our USA show. So we have got some guests over in Florida and kind of New York City, Miami area. So they'll be on tonight with us. So join us for that. And Duncan, once again, thank you so much for joining us. Really appreciate everything you've had to say today. And there's so many kind of takeaways that people can use for that. So for everyone, thank you very much. I will see you later on at 8 p.m. And peace out. Cheers, Duncan. Thank you.
Yeah, take care, man.
Am I in the show dance?